Chat with Ag Tech Specialist Jason Dvorak with Winfield Solutions. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
What I deal with is the R7 tool, taking satellite imagery, getting the NDVI to be able to segregate out the lower yielding areas of the field versus the higher ending so that we can transfer inputs from those poor areas of the field to the better areas to help drive yield in both. But the imagery side, we use satellites. And yes, there are several constellations that we use. We're not limited to just one. We're taking it down, be a 22 meter resolution is what we're using, which we catch a little bit of grief about that, but when it's all said and done, most of the growers can't manage to less than a 40 foot swath anyway with a planter. When it's all said and done, about 12, 13, 14 meter resolution is about where they can manage to anyway.
In the Northwest, okay, do you do them with, especially for potatoes and a lot of the specialty crops that we grow out there?
Yes, they have been looking at some of that, particularly for some of the disease pressures and things like that. Primarily, it works the best on grass crops, and it correlates about 80% to yield, but mainly looking for the stressed areas of the field. The stressed areas of the field have less chlorophyll, less biomass, so it gives you a roadmap to areas that maybe deserve more attention to figure out why those areas are that way and can we change that? Can we maybe use a fungicide in those areas to help alleviate some of that? And or maybe we need to look at soil testing, to look at nutrient availabilities, tissue sampling, things like that.
The beauty of technology today.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.